Okay, we're going to move on now to another dynamic of the flow of time. We talked about the beginning marker, and now we're going to talk about another dynamic of how you can be moved back into time. And this is a different dynamic completely that we have recognized, and I'm not entirely sure why it's a different cause than what we just talked about with not having that beginning marker, but we have seen two very different kinds of situations. So I'm going to give them both to you so that you have tools to use. You know, if you first don't succeed, try something different. So we have the marker piece. The other piece is when we find that there is something that we've dealt with already and we see the effects of it coming back. This was discovered through the process of watching Freemasonry. So there was this particular person that had done all of the Freemasonry stuff. They cleaned it all up, and then they started having asthma attacks again. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. We've already done all this. We've already seen the results. We've already had all of this go away. Why is it back? And what God said is that the person has been moved back in time before the deliverance was done. So you did the deliverance on January 1st, 2003. And now in 2012, you are experiencing asthma and you says, "What is going on?" And God says, "Well, what the devil has done is he's moved you back to December of 2002 before you did the deliverance. Therefore, you are under the curses again." Is that making sense? Okay. Why can he do that? Why can the devil do that? How can he move you back in time so that your spirit and soul and body are, while physically present in the present, you are suffering under those ramifications? What we found is that what allows the enemy to do that to you is when you wish you were not in the present. So when you say, "I do not want to be in today," maybe you say, "I wish that I was in the good old days. You know, remember when things were good. Remember what it was like before we moved, or I lost my job, or the kids went off to school," or whatever. Fill in the blank. But essentially, emotionally, you are living in the past. Or it can go to the future, where you say, "I wish I was in a life that had these things added to it. I can't wait until my life is going to start when I graduate. My life is going to start when I get married. My life is going to start when." In either of these two cases, you are not essentially doing what Scripture says, which is to rejoice in today. And when we consistently emotionally live in either the past or the future, we are basically saying that we don't want the time of the present. And that gives the enemy the legal right to take you out of the present to a time somewhere in the past. I've not seen him be able to take us into the future, but he can take us into the past, and you can almost guarantee he's not going to take you to a nice place. He's going to take you to somewhere where there is devouring again that you've already dealt with. So if you have experienced either of those two things, either you have experienced things popping up again that you're like, "What is going on? I already dealt with this. I know I dealt with it. It's a done deal. And here it is popping up in my face again." If that is something that you experience, it may be because you have lived a lifestyle of rejecting the present. Maybe you aren't now, but maybe you did in the past, and that legal door is still open, or that legal right is still available to the enemy, and that's why he can move you around. Or if you look at your life now and recognize that you are not living in the present, that you live consistently in either the past or the future, that you need to take that to the Lord and repent for rejecting the day that he gave you. Now, I want to be very clear that I am not suggesting that you live in denial. If today is a rotten day, it's a rotten day. You don't look at it and say, "Oh, it's a wonderful day. It's okay. It's fine. No big deal." If it, you know, be real about the days that you're living. Maybe you don't like the season that you're in right now. Maybe it really stinks and it has been going on for a long time. But there is still value you can get out of it. There are still things to learn. There are still ways to grow. And there are still good things in it, even in the midst of all of the bad. Maybe you need to ask God to show you what those are. But you can live in the present, even in a difficult present, and still not be in denial about it, and still get the value out of it that God has brought you in that day. He still gave you that day. Whether you like it or not, it is still the day he gave you. And I'm also not saying that you can't anticipate the future. We need to invest in the future. We need to be thinking about where we're going to go so that we actually do go somewhere. But even in today, as you're planning for the future, as you're investing in the future, you are still recognizing the value of the day you have currently in your hands. And that is a very important dynamic for us to learn to walk in every day so that we stay in alignment with God's divine time. Because essentially what is happening, if you think you've got spirit, soul, and body, so let's say there's three of me up here right now, representing each part of my humanity. So essentially what the devil is doing when he manipulates your time is he has taken your spirit, the spirit version of me, and he's put it back there somewhere, and probably the emotional version of me too, because I have to deal with all of these things that are popping up. And so now I'm separated. I am not three all in one place. I am three sort of scattered down the continuum of time. And what I believe God's divine time does is, if you think of sort of a continuum, we've got these three versions, three parts of me, his divine time acts sort of like a plumb line, and he brings all three of those into place so that now all three are in one, and all you see is just me standing in front of you. Because my spirit, my soul, and my body are in the same place at the same time. Does that make sense? So, it is very important for us to make a habit of bringing ourselves into alignment with divine time and living in an attitude that promotes that synchronization and that completeness of all three parts of our humanity in the same place at the same time. So, if you need to repent of a particular attitude or mindset or way of living, lifestyle change, do that. And then ask the Lord to align you, spirit, soul, and body, to divine time. And to bring any parts of you that are in the past back into the present. Now, going back to that Freemasonry example, after God gave that revelation about the devil taking them back in time, they just prayed a very simple prayer. Please bring these, spirit, soul, and body back into alignment with divine time. And the asthma attack left immediately. And we have seen those kinds of results with people very quick in a lot of cases, where whatever it is that they already dealt with disappears very quickly after they realign themselves. But you have to make the lifestyle changes if they are necessary. Otherwise, the same thing's just going to happen all over again. You need to remove that legal right of the enemy to do that to you. And you also need to repent of your having rejected the time God gave you, and recognize the value in it. And instead of being distraught about how difficult it is right now, if you're in a difficult season, to look for the value, to ask him to show you his fingerprints, to show you what it is he's doing, why he's got you in the situation, what you're supposed to learn. My opinion is that productive pain is a good thing, but it's still good to get rid of as soon as possible. So if God has you in a painful situation, then it is in your best interest to learn whatever it is you're supposed to learn so you can get out of the painful situation. But if we are focused on how bad it is, how difficult it is, how upset we are, how hurting we are, how miserable we are going to have a very much reduced chance of seeing the value and the things that God is doing through it. I would recommend for each of you, just as a habit, to every day ask God to bring you into alignment with his divine time. Because it is just a good discipline to have. And I personally have seen significant results from doing that and have heard other people who have had the same start to see changes in the way time operates for them, how time flows, how they use time, how much time they have available, whether time is multiplied, all those kinds of things start to shift as they are repeatedly bringing their lives into alignment with God's divine time.